76?
No.
Senator Flores?
Senate Bill 1835 by Senator Flores, an act relating to solid waste and declare urgency thereof to take effect immediately.
Thank you, members. This is a bill that's authored by myself and Senator Runner. This bill would say that existing local, state, and federal laws must be followed when it comes to setting solid waste facility permits. There's support on both sides of the aisle, supported by the League of Cities. Ask for an aye vote.
Discussion on the measure. Please call the roll.
Onstead. Aye. Ackerman. Alarcon. Aye. Alquist. Aye. Ashburn. No. Batten. Aye. Bowen. Aye. Sadio. Chesbro. Aye. Cox. Aye. Denham. Aye. Duchaney. Aye. Dunn. Dutton. Aye. Escutia. Aye. Figueroa. Flores. Aye. Hollingsworth. Kehoe. Kuhl. Aye. Lowenthal. Aye. Machado. Aye. Maldonado. Aye. Marguette. Aye. McClintock. No. Migdon. Aye. Morrow. Murray. Aye. Ortiz. Parada.
Aye.
Aye. Pachigian. Romero. Aye. Runner. Aye. Scott. Aye. Samidian. Aye. Soto. Aye. Spear. Aye. Torlakson. Aye. Vincent. Vincent, aye. Murray, aye to no.
Ayes 27, noes 3. Measure is adopted. We're going to go through three more items, and then we're going to close down because we have our subcommittees, last day that these budget subcommittees are meeting. There will also, at the conclusion of session, there will be one matter heard in 3191 public safety. That'll be at the conclusion. File item 79, Senator Alarcon. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 1534 by Senator Alarcon, an act relating to low income assistance.
Members, this is the bill that my Republican colleagues have already voted for in a practice session. And so I would ask for your aye vote.
Any discussion on the matter? Any objection to using our unanimous roll call? Seeing none, ayes 37, noes 0. Measures adopted. File item 80, Senator Batten. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 1182 by Senator Batten, an act relating to sex offenders.
Thank you, Mr. President. Currently, if you are convicted of felony child pornography, you do have to register as a sex offender. However, for some such unknown reason, you are excluded from being listed on the Megan's Law Internet website. This bill changes that. If it's good enough to be registered as a sex offender, you're good enough to be on the website. Everybody should know about that, and I'd ask your aye vote.
Any discussion on the matter? Any objection to using our unanimous roll call? Seeing none. Ayes 37, noes 0. Measures adopted. File item 81, Senator Alquist. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 1301 by Senator Alquist, an act related to health facilities.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. SB 1301 is a consensus measure that improves hospital safety by establishing a comprehensive reporting and investigating system for hospital-based medical errors. It came out of four situations in one of my hospitals in Santa Clara County. We have the support of the Hospital Association and consumers groups. The bill does five things. It requires internet posting, consumer transparency, annual unannounced visits, a maximum of 5 days to report, 45 days for closure, and the last thing, which is very important, is it defines errors that are subject as the Never 27 events, such as amputating the wrong body part, a medication error, and leaving a surgical instrument in the patient. I ask for your support.
Discussion on the measure. Please call the roll.
Onstead. Aye. Ackerman. Alarcon.
Aye.
Aye. Alquist.
Aye.
Aye. Ashburn. Aye. Batten. Bowen. Aye. Sedillo. Chesbro. Aye. Cox. Aye. Denham. Aye. Duchaney. Aye. Dunn. Dutton. Aye. Escutia. Aye. Figueroa. Flores. Aye. Hollingsworth. Kehoe. Aye. Kuehl. Aye. Lowenthal. Aye. Machado. Maldonado. Aye. Margett. McClintock. Aye. Migden. Aye. Morrow. No. Murray. Aye. Ortiz. Aye. Parada. Aye. Pachigian. Aye. Romero. Aye. Runner. Aye. Scott. Aye. Semidian. Aye. Soto. Aye. Spear. Aye. Torlickson. Vincent. Vincent, aye. Machado, aye. Margett, no. Torlickson, aye. Batten, aye.
Ayes 32, noes 2. Measure is adopted. We have one matter on call, file item 57. Please call the absentees.
Ackerman, Dunn, Figueroa, Hollingsworth, Margett. Margett, no. Murray. Murray, aye. Ortiz.
Aye.
Ortiz, aye. Runner. Soto. Spear. Runner, no. Maldonado, aye to no.
No, aye to no.
He said Maldonado. You know, aye to no.
Ayes 21, noes 12. Measures adopted. The consent and special consent calendars, items 110 through 114, 115 to 137. Without objection, we'll use our unanimous roll call. Senator Machado.
On announcements?
Please.
Upon adjournment, sub 4 will meet at 12 o'clock, so they urge committee members to have lunch prior to coming to committee.
Not serving lunch. No lunch today. Senator Kuehl?
Thank you, Mr. President. Immediately upon adjournment, sub 2 will meet in 2040 so that members can have lunch after the meeting.
Cheap people. Senator Migden.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't know that this invites an appetite. The Public Safety Committee will meet off the floor upon adjournment in room 3191, and it's to hear Senator Anastead's SB 1808.
Nothing further. The Senator will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We will check in on Monday and reconvene in session a week from today at 9 a.m. Thank you all. Well, Kevin, I'm sorry.
Just appropriations 130 on Monday, and if there are any changes in that, of course, we'll let everyone
appropriations
know.
130 on Monday. Senator Ortiz?
Mr. President, members, I like to, under motions and resolutions, recognize two key individuals in Sacramento that passed away today. It's a sad day for Sacramento and establishments like Zelda's Pizza. I'd like to adjourn in the memory of both Zelda Breslin, who was the owner and founder of Zelda's Pizza, as well as a wonderful friend and a leader in the community, in our arts community, Greg Barton from the Barton Gallery. He owned Michelangelo's restaurant and Barton Gallery right next door, for those of you who are familiar. Greg was a friend, and he was battling esophageal cancer and took a turn for the worse last week. And we're going to lose not only a wonderful artist and a friend in the community, but a great piece of Sacramento's history. Zelda, as well, Zelda Breslin, who was the owner and founder of Zelda's Pizza in Midtown, passed away Tuesday night. She, too, was a legend here in Sacramento, both for bringing real Chicago-style pizza and for her colorful personality as a proprietor of Zelda's over on 21st Street. Zelda is survived by her two sons, Carrie and Terry Matthews. Greg Barton is survived by his wife, Lorraine, his daughter, Jackie, and his son, Jared. If we could adjourn to the memory of both of them, I'd appreciate that, Mr. Pro Tem.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Bone?
Thank you. Mr. President, members, I too would like to adjourn in the memory of a constituent. You know, we all have in our districts those weekly newspapers that there's one person who's the editor, the publisher, and has just about every other hat. And even in the big cities where you have what David Asper Johnson used to call the Little Downtown Daily, also known as the Los Angeles Times, it's really the local issues, all the land use issues, the planning issues, the community issues, what's happening at the Elks Club, when the Rotary's meeting, what the PTA is doing. You find all that out in the weekly periodical that you get. And so as I adjourn today in the memory of David Asper Johnson, who published The Argonaut in Marina Del Rey since 1981, I'd like us all to go home and think about how much better our communities are and how much those weeklies really add to our sense of community, and how much we look forward to picking them up wherever they are. They're almost always free, but they do a huge community service. So my adjournment in David Johnson's memory is also a nod to all of the editor publishers who take it upon themselves to be part of their community via their local community newspaper.
Thank you, Senator. The desk is clear.